Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With Eric Andre. Bonus.
What's the trick in like AA and detox and rehab? Like, what's the trick when they tell you to like avoid temptation? Do they give you like little tips? Like, hey, when your friends drink around you, don't do this kind of thing?
Or no, I mean, for the most part, they told me. I mean, it's a theory they use called go towards the roar, which pretty much means like, you know,
go towards your what?
Go towards the roar.
The roar?
Yeah, the roar, like when a lion roars.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when lions hunt gazelles, one of them will roar and the gazelles will run the opposite way and it's a pack of lions waiting on them. So they tell you go towards the roar. You want to be around drinking. You want to be around all the things that you was around, because if you try to avoid it and run from it so much, by the time you get, you probably get around it, it's probably what's going to cause you to relapse. But if you, you know, especially when you're fresh and you're first coming out, so being around people drinking and, you know, doing whatever they want to do, after a while you just get used to it. So, and then you never want to make people uncomfortable. You don't want to be the sober guy and people like, oh, I don't want to do nothing around. You know, I want people to be themselves, you know?
Right. Interesting. Go towards the roar. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And it worked too, because now, you know, the first day I got out of rehab, I had to play a show at Arizona State. Imagine that.
That's rough. Were you like shaking? Were you like fucking, did you have the DTs and shit like that?
I mean, it wasn't that. It was just, I was just so nervous because I was so used to relying on alcohol to do shows.
Right.
So to be up there sober, yeah. It was like, man.
Becomes a crutch.
I still got 30 minutes left. Like,
hour
set. Oh my God, when does this end? And the first place we went to go eat, they ain't had no table for us. I had to sit at the bar.
And I was like, shit.
Go towards the roar.
Fuck, they really tested your mettle first day out.
Literally the first day I got out.
Where'd you go to rehab? In Florida or California?
Philadelphia. I mean, it's Pennsylvania.
Oh, you were like in the woods?
Yeah, Karen.
And were there other like rappers in there and shit?
No, I was the only one. I think I was the first rapper to ever go there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was it a bunch of like businessmen and shit?
Yeah, that doctor? Too. And there's a lot of kids, so I was getting noticed all the time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're taking selfies?
I mean, no, you couldn't do. We couldn't have a phone. We didn't have our phone.
Oh, shit. So my friend did, he was addicted to Percocet, and he did rehab in Florida, and he said, the first day of rehab is the best when you're on pills because they give you all the pills. They don't want you to go through withdrawal and die. You know, if you're addicted to Xanax or something, you could seizure. And if you're addicted to opiates, you could get fucked, you know, withdrawal.
I definitely showed up drunk. I came in drunk. They had me in detox for a day.
Yeah. What is detox? How do they detox you from alcohol?
It's just, I mean, see, I actually was lucky because I didn't have like withdrawal syndromes and all that kind of stuff. I think that's mostly for people that drink beer, because they drink beer all day, every day. And me, I was just, you know, I drink a lot of liquor, but it wasn't like I drink a fifth of liquor every day. You know, it's probably like, by the time I was going in, it's probably like every 2 days, every 3 days. But detox is pretty much just like being in a hospital. You just land in a hospital bed, watching murder shows. They're checking on you every 30 minutes.
Are they giving you medicine so that you don't have like a withdrawal kind of symptom or something?
No, that's what I'm saying. I got lucky. I didn't have any withdrawal symptoms or nothing like that, so they didn't have to. They just put me on like an anxiety medication because I was just, you know, and I still was in there for weed too, and weed was like my anxiety go-to, so they wanted to give me something. But I didn't need none of that like stuff for alcohol stuff. I didn't have no messed up kidney or liver or nothing like that. So
shit. So they did blood work on you and check your health and all that shit.
They go all up in your asshole. They got. I was in there nervous, like, man, HIV tests, all type of shit. Like, what the fuck?
There was people in there like fucked up, huh? Like some people that were definitely like, alcoholic,
definitely
like main, like lifer alcoholics in there and shit. Mm-hmm.
Like you know, because they say you just can't stop. Alcohol is just cold turkey. You might die. You know, certain people, they've been drinking like that for such a period, long period of time. But I think for the most part, it's the people that drink a lot of beer. Like, you got to think of a person that wake up and they can't get out of bed until they get a beer. Them type of motherfuckers, like, that was the ones that was really, like, you could see them going through it. And they would be on these tapers. They called it taper medication. Like, so they would have to go to get tapers. Like, we all had, like, go get medications and shit, but I didn't get tapers. Yeah.
So that they could wean off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my Percocet friend said. He was like, they give you all the pills at the front. He was in there for 30 days, and he goes, and you get like less and less pills each day or whatever. But he goes, but a lot of guys, they're so addicted, they're like hiding the pills in like the corner of their mouth, and they're trying to hide the pills from the nurses, I guess. And he said, like, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul, because you're only stealing pills from yourself. They're trying
They do is they're trying to get enough so they can take a lot at one time. Because they're only giving you just enough to not really be high like that. But if you save a few of them, you know what I'm saying? You pop them all at one time, you'd be like, oh, it's lit.
Bobby with Eric Andre.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.